Chapter 56, Jesus' Love for Children. Jesus was a lover of children. He accepted their childish sympathy and open, unaffected love. The grateful praise from their lips refreshed his spirit when oppressed by contact with crafty and hypocritical men. Wherever he went, his gentle, kindly manner won their confidence. It was customary for children to be brought to some rabbi, that he might lay his hands on them in blessing. But when the mothers came to him with their little ones, the disciples looked on them with disfavor. They thought these children too young to be benefited by a visit to Jesus, and concluded that he would be displeased. But it was the disciples with whom he was displeased. The Savior understood the burden of the mothers who were seeking to train their children. He himself had drawn them into his presence. Several mothers came together, with their little ones, to have Jesus bless their children. Jesus heard with sympathy their timid, tearful request. But he waited to see how the disciples would treat them. When he saw them send the mothers away, he showed them their error, saying, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." He took the children in his arms and gave them the blessing for which they came. The mothers were strengthened by the words of Christ, and were encouraged to take up their burden with new cheerfulness. The mothers of today are to receive his words with the same faith. Christ is a personal Savior, and is as verily the helper of mothers today as when he gathered the little ones in his arms in Judea. Jesus knows the burden of every mother's heart. He made a long journey to relieve the anxious heart of a Canaanite woman. He gave back to the widow of Nain her only son, and in his agony on the cross he remembered his own mother. He is touched today by the mother's sorrow. In every grief and need he will give comfort and help. He who said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not," still invites mothers to lead their little ones to be blessed by him. Even the babe in its mother's arms may dwell as under the shadow of the Almighty through the faith of the praying mother. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth. If we will live in communion with God, we too may expect the Divine Spirit to mold our little ones, even from their earliest moments. Jesus saw that some of the children who were brought in contact with him would become martyrs for his sake. These children would accept him as their Redeemer far more readily than many grown-up people. The majesty of heaven answered their questions and simplified his important lessons to meet their childish understanding.